Hello, people. Welcome to the Slick Talk Show again today, Saturday. Hope you all have a starting good weekend. And as you start very, very quickly with the show, let me just start with this. I think the movement is real. The movement against racism at the moment, I think that's real. I mean, the last few days, I had one or two topics, obviously, in respect of George Floyd's death in because of police brutality. And I always thought that maybe after that, I'll just move on and talk about, you know, anything else about sport. But I think there's something out there. There's something that maybe we need to focus on. Something that I haven't seen before personally. I'm a black guy. I've seen, you know, I've seen protests. I've seen people protesting, but mostly back in the days. And every time back then, you know, every time there was a protest against police brutality, it was mostly black people, obviously, going on the street and speaking out about that. But what I've seen for the past few days and what I'm seeing at the moment is a game changer. I have to say it's a game changer. Not to say that I didn't believe the past few days, obviously, with, you know, a lot of white people, so many people from every single background coming out on the street and protesting peacefully about what happened. But what's happening at the moment, it seems like something big is about to happen. We all know that's not going to change. Nothing like that is going to change in 1 minute or just because people are protesting. I think mostly this is a good step. First thing first, this is a good step. But in the long term, I think what people will be looking forward to see now is just to see the policy, how the policy, how the people in power, how the leadership will put some policy in place to make sure that things like that do not happen again. Let's just talk about police brutality. They need to have a reform in terms of police brutality with minority. And I'm not just talking about the US, I'm talking pretty much all over the world. Is that going to be? I don't think that's going to happen, obviously, all over the world. I think the focus now, right now, is really about what happened in America. We all know the brutality that the minority, especially black people, have to live through on a day-to-day basis in America. So, but the shift now is not just in America. I mean, today we had protested. We had a mass protest in London and some other places. There's been comment, there's been information coming from government asking people not to go out because of COVID-19, but still, mass gathering went out there in protests against police brutality. Bear in mind, it happened in the US. But it's happening here in the UK. It's happening everywhere in Australia, everywhere around the world. Everybody's talking about that. Everybody's protesting. Everybody's talking about that. This is real. This is real. One thing that happened also yesterday, obviously, the commissioner of the NFL came out and said this. NFL is wrong for not listening to protesting player earlier. We all know about the protests, about Colin Kaepernick, obviously, and kneeling down because of police brutality. At the end of that, he was blackout. What I mean about that is he never went back again to any NFL game or any NFL team because of that. He was never allowed basically to join any other team, any team at all in the NFL. Today or yesterday, the commissioner came out and apologized. He recognized the mistake that was made by the time by the NFL, by the NFL team, and by any leadership around there, putting pressure on player not to kneel, having a peace process. Think about that, guys. Somebody has to die. Somebody had to die for everybody to start a conversation. And we talk about something that's been happening for the past 100 and plus years in America. But it seems just because of what happened to George Floyd, people now are starting to understand what's going on deep down. I mean, it's striking to me because I'm sitting here and I'm black, obviously. I'm not going to stop saying that because I'm proud to be black. You know, my wife she's white. Obviously, my kids are mixed race kids. But, you know, I'm black and I'm very proud. I'm very proud to be black. I'm very, very proud. I'm black, born in France, grew up in Cameroon. Back at school, we were taught about the whole slavery thing. Everything was taught about that in school. And I remember at a time, you know, when we were told about that and taught about that, we knew, even at that young age, we knew African American they were still feeling the pain as of today. And remember, I'm 39 years old. At that time, I was like, what, 20, 21, 22? I knew. So now, think about that. Me, at that age, I understand exactly what's going on. I know there's racism. I understand that me being black, I get somewhere in Europe, I get judged because of my color, my skin color. But some people, most people, I would say, now are starting to understand what's happening now because of George Floyd, because of what happened live on the street in the US. This is crazy. I'm still trying to digest. I'm still trying to digest that. But I have to believe that maybe people just now are starting to realize that black people were not just complaining. This was happening on a day to day. It just happened that COVID-19 had people locked down in the house and they had to see that live, real time. That's exactly what happened. And that's why now you can see so many people talking about that from everywhere in the world. Everybody. I mean, the NBA, on the NBA side, you've got Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan Brown, obviously. They're putting about £100 million to fight against racism. Obviously, they're going to spread it out, you know, for the next 10, 15 years, something like that. But there's a massive donation that goes out there. And really, that's something I'll be talking about, obviously, for the next few months. It's not just because we need to put those donations. Because donation, okay, it's good to put it out there. But it's the policy. It's the people sitting, making the people making power. They need to make those change. And what I mean about that, obviously, for those people to get in power, they need to be elected. So what I mean is that the people on the street now need to seriously make those people accountable. I'm talking about the government. Because this is the leadership. This is the leadership that can put pressure, not just pressure, but then they can bring everything from the top down and make sure everybody follow in line with what need to be done, you know, about the human race. Because we should not be looking at people in the fact that, oh, this is the white person. No, oh, this is the black person. It should be like, okay, this is human being here. And that's it. So I'm very excited. I think that's what I should say. I'm very excited now. When you go to social media right now, I mean, a lot of white people. So many people, white French people, talking about that, making awareness to all the white people as well. I mean, think about that. It used to be black people trying to explain to white people what's happening on the day to day. And not only that, try to teach them about the whole slavery for the past 150 years, whatever it's that. But now, we're seeing people going back and read all those history books about slavery. They're trying to find that. They're trying to be educated now. Try to figure out why. I mean, I thought everything was okay. I thought seeing that guy on the street, no, it's not okay. It's not the same. Because technically, I think some people out there think, oh, everything is the same. Whatever people are talking about racism, no. Because I'm not racist, it's not happening. The police not, you know, I haven't seen the police, you know, showing me any disregard when they stop me, so it's not happening. Whatever black people are talking about, it's just nonsense. No. Now they understand. Now they understand. It's funny about that. I've seen a few videos on social media now from white people, and that's the key right there. White people now are putting some video out there from police stopping them on the street, asking paper. You see, the dynamic is changing because usually on social media, you see a lot of black people, you know, having camera and getting stopped by white police officer. But now the white people as driver doing the same thing because they want to put awareness of what's going on, how the police officers are talking to them. But the thing about that is, it's not going to be the same, obviously, because police officer, they don't have, how can I say that? They don't have the same worry that they usually have when they stop a black person with a car. They don't. You can see how relaxed they look, you know, when they stop a white person. You know, they don't have the hand, they don't have the hand and the gun. Everything is very relaxed. It's just different. It's just different. But at least, you know, we can see some video out there from white people, you know, showing up how, you know, some police officer are not handling business the way they should be. So that's, it's just a game changer. This is just big. And now, for some, I'm not sure if you've seen, there's a video out there with a lot of black NFL player standing up together against racism and asking for Colin Kaepernick basically to come back into the NFL. Not maybe come back to the NFL, but just respect him. Because that movement, Kaepernick movement, it started a few years back, is paying the price now. The price now, we can see the fruits of his hard work. We can see the fruits now of everything that was taken away from him, from his family. I mean, think about that. He lost a job. He lost his job in the NFL because he was peacefully protesting against police brutality. That's it. He lost his job because he was kneeling peacefully against police brutality. People made it about the flag, saying that he was disrespecting the flag. But that was never about the flag. Today or yesterday, the commissioner went out and put a clip, basically putting some apology on behalf of the whole NFL community for Colin Kaepernick, saying they did wrong. They will now stand with the player and fight against racism. And one of the information I heard, obviously, was they were putting about $40 million to fight against that. But that's not enough. I think the commissioner and NFL community have power to put some more, I mean, to help put some policy in place to make sure that the disparity or the social inequality that people live in the U.S. should not be anymore. And this is real. This is real. But you know what? I just hope this is not just a movement for 1 or 2 months. I hope that's going to change in the next few, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever years is that, that need to change every day. We need to bring those changes there. I'm so excited about that. And I don't have too many listeners. But I'm just happy to put something out there for anybody who's listening or get a chance to listen and understand that maybe we should all be excited now. We should all be looking forward to what's going to happen in the next day or next week. Every day now, every day is something new about that story. So now it look like something is going to happen. It look like some policy will happen. Now we're waiting to see how the people in the government, in the leadership, react. Let me tell you something. They better not turn a blind eye and just go back and do the job just as normal. Otherwise, we have the power to change the whole dynamic, the whole culture, all those people sitting there. We have that power. Those people get elected and can get removed. That's the power that we have. I think we all understand now that people in mass gathering have a power. The government can say, no, you're not allowed to go. No, we want to. The reason why you're sitting on that seat over there is because we decided that you should sit over there. So you just sit down there and just wait. We tell you when we're ready to go home. That's how things will be now. And that's the movement. That's the movement. It's big. Everybody have to do something. Everybody has to do a little bit just for the change to happen. You can't wait and sit down and just watch and see, oh, I'm just going to wait and see. Because no, you need to do, every single of us now need to do something for the change to happen. I'm not talking just about black people. I'm talking about every color, every culture, every single background. We all have to pull together and be one. That COVID-19 put the whole world together as one. I mean, since the 23rd of March, I remember, that was the time I felt like, oh my God. The people, the person in China, the person in France, the person in Japan, the guy in the US, everybody, we all living the same experience, like real time. And we feeling the same pain at the same time. We all lost people because of the COVID-19. Or we had somebody sick because of the COVID-19. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We all won now. So when we talk about that, when we're talking about change today, we're all talking about change together. How crazy is that? That's amazing. That's exciting. I always close the tear there when I talk about that. Because it's very exciting. Really, when you go and think about that and talk about that, you can see how powerful people are. We are so powerful. I mean, those people on suit, sitting in the government, they're shaking now. They're really shaking right now, because they know anything now. If there is no change from the top, people will make the change. People have that power. Now we've seen that. We've seen that. So the excitement is so real now. I'm so happy. And I'm just saying to everybody out there, please do not stop. Do not stop. Go out there. Protest peacefully. And not just protest. Put some awareness. Put some video out there. Podcast, whatever you have. Whatever social media that you have, put some comment there and let people know how great human being is. We should not be looking at ourselves as black, white, yellow. No, we should just be looking at ourselves as human being with love. Because guess what? We're just here for a short period of time and then we're gone. And that's it. So why the hate? Why racism? It should all be love all the time. Why do we have to say you better than me? You know, we're all the same. We all breathe the same air. We eat the same way. We walk the same way. We talk the same way. Nothing is different. We're just human beings. Love should be spread around human beings. Not hate. We don't need that hate. There's no point to hate. There's no need to hate. So, I just thought I had to come out again and just briefly talk about that. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to see what goes on every day now and say, oh, I'm just going to move on and speak about football or NFL. But no. Every time there's a change out there, I need to bring myself in here and talk about that change and tell you exactly what change is happening day to day because of that George Floyd death. I mean, that was horrible to see. I haven't really talked about that in depth, or just in terms of the video, because I tell you right now, I mean, the whole story out there is he hold that guy for 9 minutes. I couldn't watch that for 5 seconds. I tell you right now. But the face of George Floyd, when I saw him on the floor, I thought that was me on the floor. I thought that was my son on the floor. I thought that was my dad on the floor. I thought that was my brother on the floor. That's the way it just resonated to me just like that. It was terrible. It was horrible to see. And you can see that man with his hand in the pocket. So, this is the movement. Let's stay in the movement. We should not stop. We should not get tired. We should keep going. We should just keep going until real change happens. And I don't just talk about peaceful protesting. I'm talking about policy. I'm talking about change of law, change of opportunity. And not just for the black people, for all minority. For all minority. Women, anything, all minority. Everybody should be included. So guys, very emotional today. And I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you had, you enjoyed the remaining of the weekend. And thank you for listening. And thank you for sticking with me today. I see you tomorrow on the Slick Talk Show again. Thank you then. Bye-bye.